takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10-0. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show Players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Bill.
Look at me!
Deidre.
Oh my.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Jimmy took a train one day, said goodbye to Sheriff New Orleans. Grandma Alabama's calling, homemade whiskey, old blue jeans. When he got to town that night, had a few strong drinks and he picked a fight. Tell if it was day or night. Jimmy walks in the room, barely Jimmy.
What else would you like to chat about today?
I have a couple clips, and these are old, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard them. But Brian, who is a bass player for The Wag, is a stickler on dress. He likes us to look prim and proper at gigs. Doesn't like us to wear pants. I mean, just doesn't like to wear shorts, excuse me.
Quite
the opposite. And, and
Brian likes his band members to keep the waist
down. He doesn't like us to wear shorts, likes to wear pants, nice shirts, and everything like that. In fact, Lisa, who's also part of the show, isn't here today. She's in a band called Peas and Carrots, and Brian's jealous because they match their attire completely to the shade of what they're wearing.
That's pretty cool.
So they look and they say, okay, no, you're wearing dark blue jeans, I'm wearing dark blue jeans, and they look at the kid. I mean, they're like, they look like twins. Brian loves it.
Well.
He loves it. So I
like the idea of being dressed up nice. That's what I like.
So I was listening to this, and this is actually Paul Anka has the same problem.
Oh, okay.
Same problem as you or the same problem as...
No, the same problem as Brian. Because the band members don't wear what he wanted them to wear. So he's just riding them a little bit. So this is the first clip of Paul Anka, and apparently one of the guys wore a t-shirt on stage, which was a little taboo for him.
Oh boy.
So, you can check five, I've checked the volume on this, but let's see how this works.
No t-shirts on stage. You understand that? T-shirts that everybody's wearing? Is everybody where's the guy in the end? Who's on hold for it? He's missing.
Yeah, you weren't wearing a t-shirt.
No, but the other guy in the end had the t-shirt. T-shirt!
I'm sorry.
Did I say shirts?
Yep. I thought he was covered.
You fought eight things tonight. You're on f***ing notice, John. I gave you a list. Get half a list that I gave you. We'll choose everything on it. Okay? The guys get shirts. Don't make a f***ing maniac out of me. The guys get shirts. Do you understand? We're not going to be as strong as our weakest link. The guys get shirts. Do you understand that? This is like football, baseball, like anything else. The guys get shirts. That's just the f***ing way it is. Get your goddamn list correct. So there's no confusion. When I write something down, it gets exactly that.
That is Brian at band practice.
Hey,
right there.
No.
That is you at band practice.
When I was in college, my voice teacher had a thing where, like, sometimes acts would come through Atlantic City and whatever, and they would ask him to put together a choir to back them up. And twice I got to sing in the back choir for Paul Anka at a casino. I forget what casino it was now.
Did you wear a t-shirt?
Did he come with you?
No.
Alicia, that's just the f***ing way it is.
No, actually, we wore whatever the heck we wanted because we had choir robes on top. And
Where's your blue jeans sticking out from underneath?
Yes. No, she had a t-shirt. Honestly, I don't remember what I was wearing. Choir. But, no, I was naked. But,
there you go.
But,
that's just the f***ing way it is.
It was just for this one song called, like, Freedom or something like that. And the only line we had to sing was, freedom for you and me, freedom for the world. But somebody, and I don't like this anyway, but one of the guys decided, oh, wouldn't it be funny if we sang pork rolls for you and me, pork rolls for the world, on stage. So we did. But
oh,
you couldn't
my
tell.
God.
You couldn't tell what we were saying.
Are you hearing this nut job?
Well,
I didn't know. This was what? How many years ago?
Oh,
million?
My God.
But yeah, so that's what we did. Right. And I also got to sing back up for Jose Carreras from the same voice teacher.
Cool. Really cool. Now, here's another clip of Brian Oster and Paul Anka, excuse me. And apparently they can't play My Way right. I think there's a cutoff at the end, like when he holds it out. Because Paul Anka wrote My Way. Like, it's his song.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
you know, I didn't know that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So he wrote My Way. So apparently, I guess, I'm assuming it's the ending, but he calls them cutoffs. So wherever their cutoffs were, and the band wasn't getting the cutoffs properly. So
oh, okay.
Him. And then again, this is pretty much Brian Ostering at band practice.
Now what are we going to do about these cutoffs?
My Way cutoffs? I'm kind of waiting for you.
What did we discuss at the last meeting? I was going to tape I'm Not Anyone. Is that correct? I was going to do that one. You're going to hold the cord in front. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now what it?
I did it. I did.
Who's it gonna be, guys? Who are you watching?
I suggest they watch me. I'll watch.
But do you want the only one to watch?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. A pilot is in a plane that's landing. He not only looks at his instrument, but he looks at the fucking runway to make sure it's there. What do you look at? Who are you watching? Where were you guys on the end of my plane? Graham? What happened?
I was late because I usually watch you on man show. And
if I'm not doing anything, and I need proof. Do you remember the last meeting where I said a vow of doom taken and ended? Except for I'm not anyone, I'll be if I'm not anyone. Y'all remember that? If my arms aren't up and he's the only one, why wouldn't you take it?
Burn them. All right, here's clip three.
Clip three. Where'd you get this from?
Don't worry. But again,
is it getting meaner as it goes on?
It mirrors Brian Ostering in band practice. This is exactly what the rest of the WAG has to deal with. Okay, here's clip three.
Is this the conversation Brian had with the previous drummer of the WAG?
Exactly. Oh my god. Alright, here's clip four of Brian Ostering yelling at the WAG.
You will straighten out this god cutoff, John. Absolutely. Do you understand? You will get it straight. I'm going to put one on that stage.
If you missed that, Brian said he's the only important one on that stage.
Who said that?
Paul Anka. Let me rewind.
He said that about himself?
Yes. Here we go, right?
I'm the important one on that stage.
Guys.
Yeah, where's Joe? He's looking for you. Joe's outside sitting with his t-shirt. He don't want to come in the room.
Is Joe the guy with the t-shirt?
I don't know, but he keeps asking, where's Joe? Okay, here we go. Another clip.
everybody's got 1 week to do it great. Because I'm in my form right now. You guys are not going to come out and support me with enthusiasm. I've done for it. Make it work. I'm going to put one on that stage. You are ready now. You understand that? I don't get it. You understand that? The only satisfaction I'm going to get is to beat the fucking asses of the coach of a ball team or any goddamn business to get it. You understand that? Because if you don't feel embarrassed about it, and you have no conscience, you got no heart, you got no integrity. You understand that? Then all you do is you take the fucking money and you've got no substance. Remember that. People of substance and character care about what the fuck they do when they fix it. Okay? And I think you're working with me because I think that's the way you are. And I don't pull any punches with you guys. I am telling you that this job is on thin ice. And you know how fast I move. I don't care if you're a white man, a production manager, an agent, or a theater owner like last night. You understand? I have a new philosophy. Okay, this is Jesus Christ. I'm the only important one on that stage. Don't do it my way. Then it's the highway.
Wow, he doesn't care if it's Jesus Christ. He's the most important one on that stage.
Three clips ago, we only gave him 3 days to get their shit together.
I know.
Like a week.
He's loosening up. Okay, here's the last one. Here's the last one. Next question.
If you don't do the job, you're gone. That goes for everybody. That's just the f***ing way it is. Because you got to do good. And as long as you got it good, you got to make it good. Get it f***ing right. That's just the way it is around here. You hear me? You understand that? Maniac out of me. Where's Joe?
He's still looking for Joe.
Poor Joe. Where's Joe?
Where's Joe?
If Joe was smart, Joe left a long time ago.
Joe quit. So that's,
Joe
that's
took
pretty
the highway.
Much that's Paul really kind of telling this band
wow
to not wear shirts. And watch the cutoffs on my way. Oof.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
A special thanks go out to twodorks.com. Twodorks.com, the number two and the word dorks.com. Dwyer and Michaels at twodorks.com for this next segment, because we were kind of, you know, looking around online trying to find out pretty much who Joe was. So we had no idea who Joe was, and Alicia came upon this application to be in the band, and that's where the next segment kind of came from. So thank you very much, twodorks.com, Dwyer and Michaels. And here we are with the Imaginary Radio Show, continuing with Paul Anka. Wait a minute, we have a Paul Anka update. Go ahead.
Entrance exam for membership in Paul Anka's band. Please mark your answers clearly with a number 2 pencil. You will have exactly 1 hour to complete this test, 30 minutes for the multiple choice section and 30 minutes for the essay or free response portion. Use your time wisely. Incorrect answers will be counted against your score. Which of the following do you believe would constitute acceptable upper body clothing on stage? A. Dress is strictly come as you are. B. T-shirts are acceptable. C. F***ing T-shirts are acceptable. D. No upper body clothing is necessary. Mr. Paul Anka only requires that your genitals be at least partially covered. E. The guys get shirts.
I say E.
The guys get shirts.
2. Hypothetically, suppose you are the pilot of a plane. You wish to land your aircraft safely. What do you look at? A. The instruments only. B. The f***ing runway to make sure it's f***ing there. C. Both A and B. D. Mr. Paul Anka to see if his arms are raised to indicate the cutoff to the song I'm Not Anyone. E. All of the above.
All of the above.
3. Mr. Paul Anka says he wants ideas from the band. What do you think this might mean? A. That he wants ideas from the band. B. That he doesn't want any f***ing ideas and wants to know what went wrong and how to fix it. And that was it for that part.
I would say B.
B.
4. Who are you watching? A. Joe. B. Graham. C. John. D. That guy the other night that cost Mr. Paul Anka 20 or 30 f***ing grand because he was short labor and the crew got f***ed. E. Mr. Paul Anka.
Oh, it's gotta be E.
It's gotta be E.
5. Suppose Mr. Paul Anka informs you he wants something done a certain way. Which of the following do you believe is an acceptable alternative to Mr. Paul Anka's way? A. Anyway, Mr. Paul Anka promotes an atmosphere of freewheeling improvisation. B, any way that gets the job done. Mr. Paul Anka rewards creativity when combined with discipline. C, Joe's way. D, Minnie Falcone's way. E, the highway.
Oh.
6, who is the only important one on that stage? A, Graham. B, John. C, the trombone player. D, we're all equally important. E, Mr. Paul Anka. Mr. Paul Anka. 7, in what sense is the band important? A, in every sense. B, in almost all important senses. C, in most senses. D, in some senses. E, the band is only important in the totality. Mr. Paul Anka is the only important one on that stage.
E.
8, a 3-part question. For each question, assume Mr. Paul Anka gives you a job. 1, do you like your job? A, yes. B, no.
Yes.
Yes.
2, well, do you want to keep your job? A, yes. B, no.
Yes. Yes.
3, well, f***ing answer me, do you? A, yes. B, no.
Yes.
Yes.
9, which of the following attributes do you feel it is most important for a band member to possess? A, heart. B, substance. C, character. D, conscious. I think they mean consciousness. E, all of the above.
No, shirt.
Shirt.
You don't have a shirt.
Can we write dead.
Can we write the answers?
10. Which of the following persons would most likely be deemed indispensable by Mr. Paul Anka?
Joe.
A, a promoter in the theater. B, the lighting guys. C, C.J. Powell. D, Jesus Christ. E, none of the above.
None of the above.
11. Another 3-part question. 1. Do you understand where Mr. Paul Anka is coming from with integrity? A, yes. B, no.
Yes.
Yes.
2. Do you understand that's just the mood he's in? The f***ing integrity kick he's on? A, yes. B, no.
A.
Yes.
3. I'm not going to put up with this shit. Do you f***ing understand that or not? A, yes. B, no.
Yes.
12. Assume hypothetically you become a member of Mr. Paul Anka's band. Your checks do not bounce. Furthermore, you get full value on your money. Which of the following would you say best describes the level of your commitment to Mr. Paul Anka? A, just take the money and don't give a f***ing shit about anything because you've got no conscience, they mean conscience, no heart, and no substance. B, tell Mr. Paul Anka, I don't care, then finish the tour and then you're gone. C, support Mr. Paul Anka with all of the enthusiasm he's got for it.
C.
D, I'm not done.
Nope.
D, give Mr. Paul Anka full value on your service. E, both C and D.
C and D.
13. Again, assume hypothetically that you are a member of Mr. Paul Anka's band. You've just finished a show, and Mr. Paul Anka feels that there is a lot of loose shit going on here. At the subsequent post-mortem, what should you not offer Mr. Paul Anka? A, intelligent input. B, some f***ing knowledge. C, intelligent f***ing answers. D, integrity. E, confusion.
Ooh, that's a tough answer.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Don't offer him an idea.
No, he doesn't like an idea.
Don't want f***ing ideas.
You may now begin the free response portion of the exam. Free response question. You'll have 30 minutes to write essays in response to the following 2 propositions. Proposition 1. That's just the way it f***ing is. Do you agree with this proposition? If so, why? If not, why not? Proposition 2. You should make a f***ing maniac out of Mr. Paul Anka. What do you believe this proposition means? Do you agree or disagree with this proposition? Defend your response drawing on your own reading or experiences for support. Extra credit. You may gain points by providing a thoughtful response to the following question. Where's Joe? Put your pencils down. Did you f***ing hear me? What did I say? You're all on f***ing notice.
That's good.
Oh, such bleepology in there.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
Okay, we had some fun tonight with Paul Anka, and hey guys, I'm a bad guy. Yeah, you have a bad day. I've had a bad day. Everybody in the band has had a bad day, so it's not a big deal. We're just joking around a little bit. And actually, growing up, I really, really kind of like Paul Anka. It was the music that was playing in my household when I was growing up. And the song I'd like to leave you tonight with, Times of Your Life, I remember listening to it and just really liking it and not understanding what was popular and what wasn't. It was just all about arrangement and melody. But you didn't know that when you were a kid. It was just very sonic. It was just like, well, gee, this sounds good. This isn't what my peers are listening to. This isn't what is popular. This is what sounded good. And this was one of the songs that's kind of stuck with me. So I know we've had a lot of fun with him tonight. But yeah, let's go out with a Paul Anka song, Times of Your Life, which I think is a very, very fantastic song. He's a very good interpreter and songwriter, obviously. And thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Good morning, yesterday. You wake up and time has slipped away, and suddenly it's hard to find the memories you left behind. Remember, do you remember the laughter and the tears, the shadows of misty yesteryears, the good times and the bad you've seen, and all the others in between? Remember, do you remember the times of your life? While you may collect the dreams you dream today, remember, will you remember the times of your life? Times of your life.